This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to This Day in History, a podcast dedicated to examining history from a standpoint of determining which event on any given day had the greatest impact on our lives. Now your host, Tony Hubert and Armand Kachigian.
July 17th is here, folks. This Day in History on lineupmedia.fm. Tony Hubert and Armand Kachigian with you as we bring you all the events, the births, the deaths that have occurred throughout the annals of time on the 17th of July. What do you say, Armand?
I don't know. I must be invincible. How many people can drive 6 hours and then do a podcast?
Me?
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I did 1,600 miles about 2 weekends ago in 3 days.
Okay. And then you did a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet it sucked.
No, it was great.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it was very good. I don't know.
All right.
Well, took you 6 hours to get from...
Well, it's north of it. It's almost Wisconsin.
Almost in Wisconsin.
Had a toilet break. Huh. Actually, I had two. I stopped at the rest stop, and there was such a line in there, I can't
never
hold
stop
it that
at
long.
A rest stop.
Yeah, well, I never do, but
never.
Man, they're usually that crowded.
It's a fool's paradise at the rest stop.
A fool's errand.
I got
speaking
a lot
of which,
I got
start
some
your errands, fool.
I got some events today. We got some good birthdays.
Right. One really good one.
A couple good ones there, bud. 1744 is a good one.
All right, well, let's get to the...
And the events that shape the world we live in today.
These events are
don't forget brought to you
pedestrian
by Amazon and by Audible.com. And whenever Armand has a book or movie recommendation, we will tell you where to get it at Amazon or Audible.com. It's very, very easy. Now, two events right off the bat for me. 1867. This is a big one. The Harvard School of Dental Medicine is established.
You know what dental schools are? Those are schools for people who aren't smart enough to get into podiatry school.
And, okay. So that's what those are.
Yes.
So if you can't handle the feet, go upstairs to the teeth.
Yeah. That was about the grossest thing I ever saw was...
A dental?
We were doing surgery on this lady at the surgery center, and I guess for some odd reason she opted to have her teeth done at the same time. Oh. And, boy, put a drape up, boy. I'm getting sick.
Hey.
They're pushing her gums back and a horse.
When you separate the mouth from the rest of the face, it's not a pretty sight.
It's not a pretty sight attached to the rest of the face. Oof, that was a nasty sight.
I mean, the mouth is very utilitarian, Armand. It's there to do one thing.
Podcasts.
Digest food.
Oh, bad.
Start the digestion process. Get it chomped up. Get it chewed up.
I don't know if the porn stars would agree with you there.
Well, that's a secondary process.
Not to the porn stars.
No, they have to eat too. If they didn't eat, they couldn't do that.
And vice versa.
Well, so the first dental school that's affiliated with a university in the U.S., Harvard School of Dental Medicine.
They're all thieves.
And from that point on, Americans start to have nice smiles, and the British don't, and they still don't to this day. What is it with the British in this?
Yeah, central heating and dentistry.
What?
They just can't get it together.
The central heating thing, I kind of understand. Why? You just have a fireplace, sit around the fireplace. But the dental thing.
Well, just gum your food.
It's 2017, folks. Get it checked out. Well, you can't be walking around with an incisor cutting up through your upper lip.
Well, national health care made the rest of medicine just as lousy as our dentistry, so
good.
No problem
grief.
Now.
What other civilized industrial nation in the world?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I have to do a little research on that.
I mean, it is hideous.
Proverbial.
No braces. Braces are just thing. Forget that. I mean, altogether, right?
I don't know.
I'm just talking about the basics, Armand.
I've always been graced with a beautiful smile.
Let me see your chompers there. Oh, yeah, you have nice. Nice. That's fine. I did not opt for braces when I was younger, and I regret it to this day. They did not come down fully. I have a little slight overbite, and it made a difference.
Who cares?
Yeah. Okay, now here's one that does affect the world we live in today. And every night, I get on my knees, and I thank God for this man.
Now, you know what this caused, don't you? I don't the care. Ozone hole.
I don't care what
warming.
It caused. Armand, it's worth it. It's worth it, Armand.
Oh, it is.
It's worth it.
You sure
especially
you can destroy
on,
the earth. It's worth it.
On July 17th.
For your comfort.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
You're a bane to Gaia.
In Buffalo, New York, a man that will live in infamy.
Yeah, to the environmental nuts, yeah.
And who is close to my heart.
Yeah, he lives in famy to me.
Who has a dome stadium named after him.
Oh, yeah, where is that?
Syracuse.
Oh, that's right, Carrier, that's right.
The Willis Carrier Dome. Willis Carrier creates the first air conditioner on July 17th in Buffalo, New York, which is funny because most of upstate New York doesn't use air conditioning.
They probably don't need to.
They don't
much.
Really need to. Yeah. They use those window fans. But boy, for the rest of us.
You know, Chicago was, you know what the highest today in Chicago? 75.
Yeah. They get a
I didn't want to leave.
You get a lakeshore breeze coming.
Oh,
yeah.
Didn't have to. It's not warm.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I wasn't.
It's gorgeous.
I know. Got to move up there.
Oh, Willis Carrier. Really, they should build more monuments to this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, think about productivity. Productivity went up because of air conditioning.
Think about survival.
Survival.
Hospital people were dying left and right in hospitals.
Went up because of air conditioning.
You know, I was reading an interesting...
I can't oversell this guy. It's that big, yet we hardly, you know, you see an ad for Carrier on TV, you're like, oh, that's, you know, just a... No, it changed the way we live.
Yeah, but, you know, it's hard for me to conceive that nobody else would have had this idea
Somebody would have.
Or had it even. I mean,
somebody would have. Yeah. I don't know if he's an Edison.
I mean, you're running water over a coil and getting the humidity out of it, I guess, through a pump, which is basically what the atmosphere does. It does not work as a heater. It works as an air conditioner.
So, and I know Romans and other civilizations had
ice and they ran. Same kind of thing.
Conduction
and
things
but
like
they just have a motor to run it. That's
exactly.
The problem.
There's the difference. So... I thank God. He should be sainted.
Right.
If there's one thing Francis could do, maybe to make you happy as well.
Resign.
Saint Carrier.
Yeah. Get
the
VD.
Patron saint of air conditioning. All right. Oh, love him. 1917.
Right, I love this guy.
George V. Oh, what a beauty. Now, granted, excuse me, he had a battleship named after him, so he's doing pretty well. But he issues a proclamation on this date, July the 17th, 1917. World War I's going on, and of course the English are fighting the Germans, that the male line of descendants of the royal family will, from henceforth, be named Windsor.
Yeah.
From the previous...
Saxe-Coburg-Gotha.
I can't even say it.
Yeah.
From the previous German name, because lest you think that a royal family is actually English, you would be wrong. They're not. They're Germans.
Well, of course, Hanovers and, you know, there's all kinds. Of course, it's the Germans and British, too, in a way.
Yes.
And they're all, you know, interrelated.
They're all interbred. And we got more royal family lineage coming up later.
Part of the proprieties.
Matter of fact, coming up 1 year later. Because a year to the date.
Yeah.
1918.
One of Queen Victoria's boys.
One of her grandchildren. In fact, the first cousin to George V and the first cousin to
Kaiser Wilhelm.
Nicholas II of Russia. And
they look alike, too, if you look at the pictures.
They don't look like cousins. They look like brothers.
Yep.
The three of them
look
like brothers. We should put – I'll have Andrew put a picture of the three of them up because it is eerie. The Tsar, the Tsarina, the Grand Duchesses, the immediate family, and their retainers are executed in –
Ekaterinburg,
which Armand, I believe, is actually a site for the 2018 World Cup. I think they're having games.
Probably. Pretty good-sized town.
Ekaterinburg. I think it might be the furthest east that the games are held in Russia. Is that Siberia?
Yeah.
It is. It's Siberia.
Yep. Qualify.
Ekaterinburg, spelled Y-E-K-A.
But something good did happen.
Anastasia survived.
No.
Oh.
They cured his son's hemophilia.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the list of the Romanovs on that day. The duchesses, Olga, Maria, Tatiana, and Anastasia. Have you ever seen pictures of them? Those are all very attractive young ladies. Mm-hmm. Alexandra Fyodorovna. Any relation to Fyodorovsky?
It's a very common name.
Oh, Fyodor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the Russian version of Theodore?
Possibly, yeah.
Alexei Nikolaevich, which is the Tsarevich of
Nikolaevich.
Now, that's the youngest of the children. That's the boy. Just mentioned with the hemophilia. And Nikolai II himself.
Well, Nicholas II.
Yeah, well, did they call him Nicholas or Nikolai?
Nicholas. I've never heard Nikolai. Where's your source there?
They got him down as Nikolai.
Well, Nicholas II, I don't know.
So that happened, 1918.
Yeah, took him down in a basement, and I think they blew away their nurse, too, or whatever.
Yeah, there was four other people killed with the immediate Romanov family.
Well, you don't want to be a servant for that family.
No. On the same date that the Romanovs perish, one of the more famous ships that you kind of lose track of.
Oh, I forgot about
it. But this is what happened to
this.
It. The ship that rescued 705 people from the Titanic in 1912. Is that right? 1912.
April 15th.
705 Titanic survivors are picked up, and then merely 6 years later and a couple months, the RMS Carpathia is sunk off of the coast of Ireland by a German U-boat, U-55.
Yeah. Well, the irony is the California probably made it, you know, since everybody was asleep.
Yeah, they paid no attention to anything. Well, so that's how the Carpathia met her demise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's about the same time, I think it's in 1918, that the Britannic, or is it the Olympic, also gets...
Yeah, we got to figure that. I think the Olympic was, oh boy, the one that was sunk by a mine off Greece.
Yeah.
The Cyclades.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, I can never remember.
Olympic? Titanic, and the original name of the third boat.
Yeah, the Britannic one.
Original name of the third boat.
I don't know.
Gigantic.
Oh, okay, well, that makes
change
sense.
Which one sunk?
I think it was a Britannic one.
I thought it was the Olympic. I thought the Britannic was later. It was a medical ship, though. It was painted white.
Yeah,
remember?
Right.
Big red cross on the side.
Well, they didn't sink it. It hit a mine. Britannic sunk. Let's see. Sinking area. Yeah. Let's see what it says. Explosion, November 1916 near Kia in the Aegean Sea. Yeah,
2 years
Britannic.
Earlier. Okay. Harlan and Wolff Shipyard.
Yeah.
Still Harlan and Wolff, still up there in Belfast. You know that? One of the biggest gantry cranes in all of the United Kingdom up there. Still use the yard. I don't know if the actual slip, though, that they built Titanic in is still physically there or if it's been, what would you say, molded over, reconstructed.
No,
you know what I mean.
I don't know what they do, those damn things.
Yeah. 1938. Now, I got a lot of questions about this story, Armand.
Yeah, I don't know if this is actually true.
This seems like a publicity stunt.
I don't know. Did you read up on this?
No.
I did read somewhere where that is all bullshit.
Okay. But a man by the name of Douglas Corrigan takes off from Brooklyn, New York, and he earns a nickname because he's going to fly over to Ireland. Except when he takes off and he heads the wrong way, and he becomes known as Wrong Way Corrigan. Now, at some point, certainly, he had to figure out. He's going over water. Where's the water? I don't see any water. There's got to be a problem here.
Yeah, I don't think he's that dumb. But yeah, it made him famous. So he's pretty smart, actually.
No, as a publicity stunt, I think it was a good move. In 1944, the first use of napalm, which is associated with the Vietnam War,
actually began
in World War II. This is the incendiary bombs that are dropped by American P-38 pilots. And they drop them not on civilians, which was done in Germany and the firebombing of Tokyo. But this was done on German, Nazi army fuel depots in France.
Well, that makes
sense. They're trying to hit the supply lines, and it totally makes sense. Best way to bomb a depot is, introduce fire. And that's exactly what they did.
Naphthalmic and palmitic acids.
Say that again?
Naphthalmic and palmitic acid.
So napalm is a contracted
word. A portmanteau word.
Okay. Interesting. Also made famous by Colonel Kilgore in Apocalypse Now.
Oh, I love the smell.
I love the smell of napalm.
Nothing else smells like. That's often misquoted.
Smells like victory.
Yeah, but he doesn't say that in Roy. He says nothing else smells like that.
Right.
That smell.
That gasoline smell.
Yeah, smells like victory. God, one of these days, the war's going to end.
One of these days, this war will be over.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I saw. Did you see Wonder Woman?
No, my daughter raved about it, though.
Oh, God, what a piece of shit.
Really?
I walked out, okay. Literally.
All right.
But I have to say, not only was it stupid and ridiculous, but they actually had they had a guy during World War One taking a cyanide capsule.
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
About 20 years early.
Yep. That's an easy lookup. That's not good.
That was the least of his problems.
Continuity department, you did not do your job.
I had long ceased caring by the time that happened.
Now, one more event before we do birthdays. July 17th of 1945, the President of the United States, who is now Harry S. Truman.
Yeah.
Winston Churchill, who, by the way,
he's not long for this either.
No, he's not. Well, as prime minister, he's gonna live quite a few more
years.
Yeah,
he's not gonna be prime minister.
Right,
he's not gonna finish out Potsdam.
And Joseph Stalin, who also is gonna live a couple more. Well, actually, about eight more years.
Yeah, 53.
They meet in Potsdam, which is just south of Berlin. In fact, today it's a Berlin suburb. I don't know if they would have called it a suburb during the war. Maybe you could have taken a quick train ride down.
Call
there.
It a parking lot during the war.
Yeah. Potsdam, it's a beautiful little area, though. You ever been there?
No.
No, it's a neat spot. But this is the Potsdam conference where they're going to decide the future of Germany. And
where I don't know what the hell Truman was thinking, you know. I mean, they told him he's got an atom bomb now. He still gave away most of the farm. I don't know. He should have just.
Which was the guy telling him, just bomb him? Was that LeMay saying,
I wouldn't doubt it.
You got it. Go ahead and bomb them now.
That's impossible. We didn't have any. I mean, they only had like two.
They used them.
Yeah, we didn't have any.
we're back to zero.
In fact, that was like in 46, Truman, when the whole policy was, if the Russians attack, we nuke them. And he's like, how many bombs we have? None.
None.
Why would we have any bombs?
But we could make some.
Yeah, well, get on it. But yeah, he was shocked that we had none, you know.
Would you think we had 20, 30 of them?
I don't know.
No, we had two of them, and we used them. And guess what? They worked.
Yeah, well, they had three. And
what was the third one? There was Fat Man, Little Boy. What was the third one?
The first one, Alamogordo.
What was that one called?
That was plutonium. I don't know what it was.
They didn't necessarily name it?
I don't think that one had a name.
Gotcha.
But that was, they had to test. They knew the uranium would work, mm-hmm. so they didn't test it. But the plutonium, they weren't sure because of the lenses and the implosion. They had to be perfect.
Yeah, so, that all had to be synchronized, perfect implosion.
Yeah, absolutely perfect.
Pressure from all 360 degrees had to be
uniform. Which would have happened? What's today? 17th. That would have been the 15th of July.
What a feat of engineering!
We took our day off.
Well, it's the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we're discussing Sasquatch instead of.
Yeah, we did. I did the Sasquatch episode of Surreal Talk. Our buddies Eric Hicks and Everett Hicks. We had great conversation. On Sasquatch, which I am not a believer of.
Don't end your sentence in a preposition.
But I do believe in the Yeti.
You would.
And I saw a show yesterday that basically says the Yeti is a hybrid.
Oh, did you see they've debunked that Amelia Earhart photo?
The picture's from 1935.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy found it immediately.
Yeah. Wrong again.
Well, they debunked the photo. What's not debunked, though.
Oh, yeah. We don't know what happened. But
What's not debunked, though, is that when they searched 281 miles north of New Holland Island,
mm-hmm.
that she is actually saying she was 281 degrees would have put her right at the spot they all say she was.
Yeah.
But the problem is the one thing that bothered me about the photo, I talked to my buddies about this, said, you know, for being prisoners of war, that looks awful casual.
Yeah, they looked pretty friendly, didn't they? Yeah, the Japanese didn't treat their prisoners. Yeah.
No,
they were very well. I'm sure they were getting plenty of food and medical supplies.
Oh, yeah, fattening them up. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they gained a lot of weight in those POW camps, like Pappy Boyington did. At least he stopped drinking.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what he attributes to his getting off the alcohol.
Yeah. Well, they made him stop drinking.
Yeah, there's nothing to drink.
Because they, you know what the
made
Japanese,
him stop eating,
you know
too.
What they like to eat?
Rice.
Liver.
Oh, liver.
Human.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, too.
I think the liver and kidneys were their...
Ooh, the Japanese?
Yes. Oh, this is well documented.
Not savages.
Dude, this is well documented.
This wasn't in Bridge Over the River Kwai.
No, this is not some conspiratorial thing. This is well documented about Americans being killed in the officer corps.
I want to see your source on that one.
I think many books attribute this.
All right.
I'm not pulling this out of thin air. All right, who was born on this date, July 17th?
Yeah, we've discussed this.
Well, he signed the Declaration.
Yeah.
And I think he might have been one of the last living survivors, living signers. But his name is now associated with something else. He was the fifth president of the United States, Elbridge Gerry.
Well, I don't know. Jefferson and Adams lived till 1826, so.
Yeah, it's true. And he lived till 1814. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know how many had passed away by 1814.
You know, he's a gerrymandering guy.
But
we've talked about it.
The term gerrymandering comes from Elbridge Gerry, and he was VP for James Monroe.
Only? Yeah, I guess he would have been only, yeah. Yeah, that was Monroe.
In fact, it appears that he might have died in office.
I think he did.
Well, I think he did. All right.
Yeah.
1763, John Jacob Astor. Happy birthday, John. Yeah, the big one. The businessman and philanthropist. 1839, Ephraim Shea, great American engineer. You ever see a Shea locomotive?
No.
They use them up in the mountains. Usually they haul timber down mountainsides and up mountainsides. The gears, would you say the running gear on a locomotive, on a Shea, is fascinating to watch. 1899, here's one of your men. Here's one of your legends.
Yeah, my favorite. Well, him and Errol Flynn.
James Cagney.
Yep. Great actor.
Now, since no one has the benefit of working at the lineupmedia.fm studios who listens to this program, most people, when they imitate Armand around the office, they imitate James Cagney.
No, it's Edward G. Robinson.
Or Edward G. Robinson.
It's Edward G. Robinson.
Look here, see?
Yeah, see, but this guy is...
Give me some Cagney.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. A Yankee Doodle, do or die. Oh, all right, well, I'm glad you appreciate it.
That's good. That's really good. Didn't the guy in Stalag 17 imitate him?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah, remember. You should have been there. Cagney would have loved it.
It's beautiful.
You're all over Frankfurt. Boom. You understand?
Boom. The dramatic pause. Wait. Understand?
Yeah, I ain't finished. You understand? He did good Ronald Coleman, too, remember?
Yeah.
What a beautiful table.
So give me
James Cagney's my favorite.
I don't know if you have five.
Angels with Dirty Faces.
Yes. White Heat.
White Heat's up there. Okay. Footlight Parade.
Okay.
Where he dances.
Yeah.
Yankee Doodle Dandy, of course. Roaring Twenties.
Yeah.
Mr. Roberts.
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy, yeah. Mr. Roberts is pretty good, too, though. He's a captain.
You know, I don't know that I've ever seen Mr. Roberts.
Well, you're going to check it out.
Yeah.
Man.
I think
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I do have a Cagney box set at home.
Well.
With Roaring Twenties, Public Enemy. Was he the first Scarface?
No. That was Paul Muni, of all people, yeah.
Okay.
Tony Camonte.
Maybe. I think what I have, Armand, is a DVD set of the Warner Brothers gangster films.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's either five or ten.
G-Men was pretty good.
And they're all from the, say, 31 through 36, 37-ish.
Well, he kind of went on his own after Yankee Doodle Dandy won the Academy Award, and then he kind of went off and, you know, because he was getting tired of doing gangster movies, and that's all Warner Brothers wanted. He wanted to do more, more acting challenges. Yeah. Of course, he won for Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Well, of course, Warner wanted to do gangster movies, though. That's what made him money.
You had
John Dillinger running around and
Babyface
Nelson.
That's what the studio was noted for. Him, Bogart, Edward G. Robinson.
That sold tickets, though.
Yeah, that's what that, well,
including,
that's tough.
You might have been watching in the movie with one of them. Because what you don't hear about is the night that they kill Dillinger.
Yeah, that was Manhattan melodrama.
Yeah, he wasn't seeing a gangster film.
He was, yeah.
That was a gangster film.
But that was Clark Gable and...
it wasn't Warner.
No, it was MGM.
MGM.
Clark Gable and William Powell.
Can you imagine, though, you were in the audience?
Yeah.
And to find out Dillinger was in the audience
with you? Surreal talk, because a lot of people say that wasn't Dillinger. It was a guy named Jimmy Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't really. He didn't have the right tattoos, and there's all kinds of stuff. Nah, there you go. I've read a whole book about
that. But you never hear about people who are in the audience. Like, you never hear about people who are in the audience at the Texas Theater.
But you're talking about, you know what the thing is? In the 30s, you know why people went to the, why they went to the show?
Yes, air conditioning.
Air conditioning, that's exactly it.
Thank you, Willis Carrier.
Right, that's what they all said at the Biograph. It was a very hot evening, you know, like air conditioning.
And the other thing, she wasn't wearing a red dress.
It was more like orange.
Orange, right.
On a sage.
No.
But anyway, Cagney, see anything by him. And read his book, Cagney by Cagney. Mm-hmm. His autobiography was pretty good. It's good reading.
He ever win an Oscar?
Yeah, Yankee Doodle Dandy.
42?
Best actor, yep.
Okay, 42.
That's correct.
What did Sergeant York win?
Oh, wait a minute. You might be right. Let's see. That was, no, it was 41.
41, yeah. Got
Gary
it.
Cooper, 41.
Gary Cooper, all mm-hmm. right. 1912, radio and television personality.
Which, by the way, was the only movie that Howard Hawks was nominated for Best Director.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, that's hard to
believe. Wait a second. Out of all the films that Hawks directed through 30s, 40s, even into the 50s.
The only one was Sergeant York.
Was Sergeant York?
Yep. Which is, and he didn't win.
Didn't he do Rio Bravo?
Yeah, he did. We've talked about him. Your favorite, one of your favorites, Bring a Baby.
Yes.
Let's see.
I wish I had
too many of them to have and have not.
Yeah, another good.
Yeah, and Big Sleep.
Yes.
His Girl Friday.
Man. Good.
I mean, yeah,
good Lord.
Of great shit.
They didn't like him. What the hell?
Howard Hawks.
Yeah, so.
Red River.
Another good one. See, was Red River Hawks, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I remember there's a scene in Red River where Wayne's delivering a line, and as he delivers this ominous line, the shadow comes across his face. And Hawks recognized that a cloud was coming, and he timed it so that the cloud would hit the sun when Duke is given this line.
It's
a pretty great piece of, of cinematography.
Well, Ford saw it, and he looked at it, and he said, "Oh, wow, I didn't know the big son of a bitch could act." So.
But Johnny,
Ford won four Oscars.
Wasn't Wayne's basic line a don't mess up your lines and don't bump into anything?
Yeah. Well, Cagney, he's like, stand up straight, look him in the eye, and mean what you say.
And that Keep was it he, simple.
That's the acting.
Keep it simple.
Yep.
All right, 1912, radio and TV host, Art Linkletter.
Yeah, if you can get a copy of Children Say the Darndest Things, that's pretty funny stuff.
He did well on that show.
Yeah.
And then they brought him back from time to time. 1917, very funny lady.
Funny lady, yeah.
Phyllis Diller, also
what
very.
What was her husband, Fang?
I think so. Fang was the one of the first really self-effacing female comedians.
Yeah, well, if you had a face like that, you'd be self-effacing.
And she had to be prettier when she was younger.
And her body, she's real thin.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's a St. Louis comedian got to know in my radio days, Kathleen Madigan, and she loved Phyllis. Personally.
That's pretty funny. I don't know. Yeah, personally. She's on those Dean Martin roasts.
No, she's great on the roast.
Rickles lets her have it.
Yeah, but she also gives it back pretty. Oh, man. Also, just a strange side note, my Aunt Carol almost bought her Corvette once. You know, she lived in, for full disclosure, folks, we do the show in the St. Louis metropolitan area, and she lived Webster Groves or something.
Is that where she was? Yeah. I know she's around here somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, she also had a place in California, but.
Well, doesn't everyone?
Yeah, pretty well.
You have your chalet in Malibu, too, don't you?
Not in Malibu, but yes. 1920, a real criminal, the seventh president of the IOC. And he passed away in 20.
Who was the guy that was? Was it Blatter? Was that the guy's
name?
That's
the FIFA guy.
Yeah, the FIFA guy.
This is the guy.
I love the guy's name.
This is the guy who taught Sepp Blatter how to be a criminal.
Oh, good.
Juan Antonio
Samaranch. Well, I'm glad
Samaranch.
He had a mentor.
Yeah. Yeah. Blatter. You talk about modern.
Sepp Blatter.
Yeah,
great name.
Not D's, T's, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, but it's still great.
You know, our colleague here, Jeff, met Sepp.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Jeff's pretty honest. I don't think they got along.
I say they just met him. I didn't say they had a...
There's no collusion there.
No friendship developed
or anything.
Good. But, Juan Antonio Samaranch, the modern Olympic IOC leader who basically extorted money from cities and countries.
Sure. Well, listen, I do the same thing.
To host the Olympics.
President. If I'm president, what the hell? You want the Olympics?
Yeah.
How bad you want them?
I don't think you understand what a country has to do to get... Or a city.
If I were in charge, all they have to do is bribe me.
You're turning almost everything over to the IOC.
Yeah. Well, that's bullshit.
It's
stupid.
Not even worth it.
First of all, I don't know why these guys want it in the first place.
You shouldn't.
It'll ruin your economy
faster. One of the best things to ever happen to Chicago was they lost that bid.
Yeah, damn it. That's all we need in this state. the Olympics. That'd really kill us.
The only one that ever did anything was the 84 games when Peter Ueberroth.
Well, apparently Romney did a good job with Salt Lake City.
That was the winter games. Yeah, he did. They did fine. They did fine. Because they ran them like businesses.
Yeah, what a novel idea that is.
And they got everything sponsored up front. And they probably told the IOC where to stick it a few times and made sure that they didn't lose their money.
So those are coming up, I think. What is that? Pyongyang or something like that?
Jesus.
Next year?
Are you serious? North Korea
No, South, but it sounds like Pyongyang. Oh, it's okay. Like Pyongyang or something like that. But it's in Korea, South Korea.
That'll be. Yeah. Where's the next summer games? Is it Tokyo?
Yeah, Tokyo.
Tokyo? They haven't had them for a while. Like 64?
Yeah, 64.
Were they the one after 64. Rome between Mexico City and Rome? Does that sound
right?
They're
supposed to have them in 44, I think. Or 40.
Something 40, got in the way.
Yeah.
Well, I think, Berlin got 36.
Yeah.
But I think it was either London 40 or Tokyo 40.
Yeah, I think London was 44.
44. Yep. 1935, happy birthday, Donald Sutherland.
Oh, boy, man.
He's acted in a million things. You got a favorite Sutherland?
Well, of course.
Dirty Dozen.
Yeah. No, not the Dirty Dozen.
Or Kelly's Heroes.
Yeah. I'm eating cheese, drinking wine, catching some raves. Smiler dog imitation. Definitely any social type.
Knock it off with those negative waves, Moriarty.
It's too early in the morning for the negative. We're getting you a hole. Yeah, a very pretty colonel. Very pretty. But can they fight? He's a pretty good Hawkeye, too.
Where are you from, soldier?
Madison City, Missouri, sir. Never heard of it. I'd rather be a civilian, sir. Wants to be a general. Pinkley. Shot him in the head.
Did he win anything for Clute? I know Fonda won.
No, she won.
She won hers.
Yeah.
That was 71,
He's never won a cat. I don't know if he's even been nominated. I guess he has been.
Detective, mystery.
Yeah. I thought it was boring as hell. Nothing happened.
Well, I've watched it once. And
it's tough to sit through.
Yeah. I liked him in Animal House a lot.
I thought you didn't like him showing his ass.
That was weird. I'm just going to put that out there. I thought that was weird and unnecessary.
We had to see Donald
go into the kitchen wearing a cardigan sweater and then lift, reach for something on
that might have been ad lib
on an upper shelf and have his ass exposed.
Yeah, he was pretty good in.
Now Karen Allen's in the movie. We don't see her butt.
Yeah, we don't see anything on her. God. I like the Ordinary People. Was pretty good. He was very good.
And I got to tell you, as much BS as it is, his role as the black suited guy or Mr. X in JFK.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where he sits on the park bench and runs through the whole scenario with Costner. Jim Garrison, who Costner's playing, is fantastic. Now, it's all BS. There's like almost literally no truth to anything in the script from that scene.
Yeah, I know.
But Sutherland nailed the scene.
It was all right. That was one of the better scenes. You ever see Don't Look Now?
Uh-uh.
That's a pretty good movie. Donald Sutherland. He's in Italy, in Venice. His daughter has died. His little daughter has died. And he keeps thinking he sees his daughter running around the locks and the dams and everything, along Venice.
Yeah.
You want to know the end?
She is?
No.
He drowns?
It's a psychotic midget stabs him to death.
A psychotic.
Now, I didn't see that coming.
Midget.
Yes. I have to admit, I didn't see that one coming, but it's a pretty scary movie.
Sort of like a precursor to Tyrion Lannister, huh?
If you say so.
You don't even know who that is,
no.
Do you? And it premiered last night. My God.
All right.
Doesn't even watch Game of Thrones, folks.
I wish I'd watched that instead of Wonder Woman.
1942, Connie Hawkins. Great, great American basketball player. One of the guys before his time. Really a contemporary of Dr. J's. Doesn't get the credit that probably he deserves because of the teams he played for. And he just missed the real television era of the NBA. High-flying guy.
All right.
Super dunker. Great player. 1947. I love how she's listed here.
Looks like he dunked something in her mouth.
Duchess of Cornwall, Camilla.
You got to call her something.
Yeah, that's Camilla Parker Bowles to you and I there, Russ.
What's her name? It was Duchess of Windsor. Wallace Warfield Simpson. So you got to call her
really?
Something. Yeah.
Oh,
Duchess
God.
Of Windsor.
Anyway, my favorite Camilla Parker Bowles story is when she and Charles have to go and be publicly shamed or whatever. Do you plead forgiveness for your wicked, wicked ways? Remember when they had to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was great. They just, again, I wish you watched Game of Thrones, because basically what they should have done is walked her through the streets with the bell behind her yelling, shame.
All right.
Shame.
It just goes to show you what a screwball Charles is. I mean, that he'd fall for this gal.
What?
British are idiots.
What was the attraction? You've got Diana. And that's not good enough.
You got anybody you want.
You need this?
God, if only I were Prince of Wales.
No, you don't want to be Prince of Wales. What you want to be is
hey, if you're Queen Elizabeth, your mother, you do. Yeah, nothing to worry about.
Well, that's true.
She'll
live forever.
Yeah.
What you really want is the job that Andrew had and that now Prince Harry has.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's a great gig.
Is that the one who's losing his hair? Man, he's bald that one.
No, that's
William?
That's William. He's already going. Yeah, man, he looks a lot like. Now, see, Prince Andrew, who's not even a Windsor, because he's clearly the offspring of Diana and the lover.
Oh, is that who it is?
Do you ever see a picture of his supposed dad? It's a dead ringer.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he lucked out.
He's got the greatest
gig
in the world.
You don't want to look like Charles, man. Oof.
All right, 1951. I want to just mention this guy. Happy birthday to Mark Bowden. He is an author. He wrote two great books you got to go and read. Killing Pablo and Guest of the Ayatollah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Killing Pablo is about the killing of Pablo Escobar.
Escobar, yeah, I don't know if
and Guest of the Ayatollah,
think it was Picasso.
Right, is about the American hostages in Iran, and he's written other works as well. Also, he wrote Black Hawk Down.
Oh, okay,
okay.
Well, that one I've read.
So those three books by Mark Bowden, who is also grew up in Phyllis Diller's neighborhood, I think, of Webster Groves, Missouri. Go to Amazon.com and grab any of the three of them if you haven't read them. ThisDayInHistoryPodcast.com. Click the Amazon banner. Look for them. Mark Bowden, Bowden. He also wrote for Sports Illustrated. And also look for these as audiobooks as well at Audible.com. All right. 1954. Hey, just knock it off. Knock it off.
I got a retroactive.
It's one of
raspberry.
The few German chancellors I've ever been in the presence
Schrein.
Of. Angela Merkel.
Oh, God. Hope you held your nose.
No, she was sitting across the stadium from us at the World Cup, but she always wears that red jacket, so she's.
Why don't you assassinate her?
No,
do everybody
why?
A favor.
No,
she's
I'm
done
watching,
to her country,
I'm
man.
I'm watching the game.
God. Ugh. What she has done to that poor country.
That poor country.
Yeah. Well, you have your daughter. You can't walk the streets. Don't wear dresses. You know that's you're just enticing these Muslims. That's her. That's her answer to the rapes.
She's wrong on that.
Don't dress provocatively.
She's wrong.
All right. Good. Let another million in, Angela. All right.
I told you there are
sections. She loses. She's got an election coming up.
There are sections of Munich which are entirely Turkish.
Sections of Europe that are. No. The cops don't go in. Yep, the lost continent, man. It's like Atlantis.
Really? It sunk into the ocean?
Worse.
Oh. 1950. Okay, back to the events.
Let's get back to an event.
1955. Ugh,
depressing.
Here's the one that I'd love to have been there this day. July 17th, Anaheim, California. Walt Disney cuts the ribbon and dedicates and opens up Disneyland.
Yeah, I was just at the podiatry conference out there.
Yeah? Did you take the monorail?
No, it was at the hotel and convention center.
And convention center.
Yeah, they hit me $17 for parking.
Oh,
those ass.
Jesus. Yeah. That's exorbitant. Even I'll come on.
That's piratical.
You're in Southern California. There's plenty of parking. Jeez. Especially down in Orange County.
Should have taken Uber.
$17.50.
Yeah, for parking. Swine.
Do you ever go to Disneyland just to
when
go to the
kid,
go to the park?
Yeah, I don't remember it. I was just
I've been a couple times. I actually love Disneyland. Because it's so much smaller than the Florida park. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. To be in the original, it's really cool. I've been like three times. I got cousins that go like dozens of times a year.
Well, they live there, I guess.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, I know. It's, and, it's very cool. And it's changed a lot, especially since I was a kid. So you can drive right in off. Of Interstate 5 now,
yeah.
And you basically exit right into the garage.
Well, pretty much.
Well,
that's the whole point. Who else wants? What are we going to go to Anaheim for?
A baseball game.
Yeah, I guess
that's about it, right?
The Ducks.
Yeah, or if you need to buy a car, that's about the only other reason, right? seems like there's an auto dealership every 10 feet
down Orange
there.
Orange County. Buena Park, man, they're all over the place.
1975, the Apollo and the Soyuz spacecraft make a little hookup in orbit. They come together, Armand, as, you know, male-female part.
Yeah, Soyuz, that makes sense because that means union.
Union, and Apollo means God.
Yeah.
With long staff of something. Is
that's
Apollo
that's Priapus.
Is Apollo the son of Zeus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, anyway, it's the first time that the United States and the USSR, as then constituted, would have spacecraft link up with each other.
Yeah.
Now to 1976, on this date, the Olympic Games, the Summer Games in Montreal.
21st
opened.
Olympiad, I believe.
The 21st Olympiad, and it gave us some great competitors. It gave us the perfect 10 of Nadia Comaneci. It gave us Sugar Ray Leonard. It gave us the Sphinxes. And
who was the other guy? Somebody else won a gold on that boxing team. Howard Davis? Won it Howard Davis?
That might be right. That might be right. Was he the heavyweight? Or
was,
no, Leon
was,
the heavyweight, right? Or Michael?
Yeah, one of those.
Michael
two
was light
big.
Heavy.
I don't think heavy. Super was Teofilo Stevenson, like four in a row he won. So it wasn't our guy. He was a Cuban.
But 1976 also gave us.
John Peterson won the gold in wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Howard Davis, American amateur, professional.
That's when U.S. boxing was good.
He's dead.
Oh, it's a shame.
He died in 2015. I didn't know that. Won the 1976 Olympic gold medal 1 week after his mother died.
Wow.
What do you know about that? Beating out such – he was awarded the Val Baker Trophy at the Olympics, beating out Sugar Ray Leonard, Michael Spinks, and Leon Spinks.
Wow.
There you go. Howard Davis.
Now, the most notable athlete of the games, though. Yike.
What, that East German gal with a dick?
No. Oh. No. Well, yes, that you said, to paraphrase you, yes, the gal with the dick. Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
Armand, to this day, I cannot wrap my head around that the guy I used to pretend to be as a 5-year-old kid is now a woman.
Yeah, waving his little flag around on the Wheaties box and everything. What do you know? Crazy world,
not
isn't it?
That there's anything wrong with that, but it's just hard.
The Kardashians emasculated the guy.
It's just hard to accept.
I didn't see the I didn't see the show that much, but every time I did, they're bossing him around and. He was basically an errand boy, I remember.
I never.
That's what those Armenian broads will do to you. Yeah. Don't marry one of them.
Yike! That's the legacy of Montreal. That in a very ugly stadium.
Yeah, well, that's where the Expos played for a while, right?
And the football team up there, the Montreal Alouettes.
Alouettes
of the CFL.
Yeah.
I've seen the stadium, and not good. They tried to. They put a dome. Sort of a cap over it.
Good idea.
It's one of the most horrible looking things. They had to build a tower to put the thing.
Well, it's better than Jarry Park. I remember that place.
Now, who hit the first Grand Slam ever in Canada? Neighbor of yours?
Lou Brock.
Nope. Neighbor.
Oh, Dal Maxville?
Dal Maxville of Granite City, Illinois. The St. Louis Cardinals shortstop. The first to hit a Grand Slam in Canada, and it came at Jarry Park. Park, or as the French said, Parc Jarry.
Uh-huh.
1981, tragedy in Kansas City.
This.
I remember this well because my family did not stay at this hotel, but we stayed across the street every Christmas at the Crown Center.
I know where it is, downtown, yeah.
Yeah, and this is the collapse of the walkway at the Hyatt Regency in Kansas City in the lobby, which was sort of an atrium lobby. And it was a beautiful lobby, in fact. I remember it as a kid, and it's still there today. And 114 people were killed.
That's a lot of people.
Over 200 injured. And it's one of the worst
pretty bad
engineering breakdowns ever in terms of construction. 1981. In 1984, I remember this date as well.
This is stupid.
This is dumb. And I remember how pissed off I was. I was 13. I had a mere 5 years to go. And then they just backed up the clock on me.
Well, that's all right. I had a fake ID. Said I was.
How old were you?
Said I was 27.
Wait a second. In 84 you were already 21.
I was 21.
You bastard.
Yeah. But like I said, I had a fake ID I was getting in anyway.
So
my cousin's ID.
The drinking age in the U.S. changed from 18 to 21 across the board, all the states, July
17th, well, federal government.
1984.
Like they've got, why would they have jurisdiction over what a state, says how old a citizen is.
You know how
is.
They ram this through?
Well, was it the highway funding?
Take away your highway funding if you
that's
don't.
That's what they always do. That's how they got 55 miles per hour. You know, take you 2 days to get across Texas 55 miles
an hour.
You
couldn't. You could get nowhere going 55 miles an hour.
I mean, that's...
Hey, look, you just drove today. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I went the speed limit. Everybody's passing me.
Did you drive by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So you went 70?
About 67, yeah.
And Illinois is a 65 on the interstate?
No, it's actually 70.
It's actually 70?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think the average speed out there is?
I don't know, but everybody, I was getting passed left and right, so at least 75, closer to 80 probably.
I consistently run on the interstate when it's nice and clear, you know, at 85 to 90.
Well, that's about what everybody does on the freeways in California, I'll tell you that.
If you would attempt to drive the speed limit in California, you'd cause an accident.
Yeah, the Hell's Angels would kill you.
I mean, you'd create a traffic jam that would last for a day. You can't do that.
Yeah, I know.
Look,
this ridiculous.
Cars are safer. Fuel efficiency is better. When you are in a stretch of 10 miles of straight road, what is the problem going 85 miles an hour?
Well, I think the statistics bear out that the people that are going slower actually cause more accidents.
Yes.
Because everybody's going 85. It's not the speed necessarily that kills you, you know. And anyway, it's variations, but. That's not what this is all about. This is all about government control. The drinking, too.
And I think, I honestly, there's a part of me, because my county, basically, there is no drinking age where I grew up. As long as you don't act the fool,
yeah,
you could basically drink during the 1980s, because they weren't having any of this in 1984. They're like, yeah, whatever, okay. But the fact that you took college kids and then made them ineligible to drink, what does that spawn?
Drinking.
Drinking. And it spawns the desire to drink. And that's where you get binge drinking and everything else from. Do what the Europeans do. Teach the kids how to respect alcohol at an early age. Is there binge drinking in Europe where people black out?
I'm not even worried about this so much. It's more the drugs. Legalize drugs. Then you're doing something.
I don't know if I can go all the way there with you because of heroin.
It's big business. That's all it is. Big. That's all. It's money for everybody.
1989, first flight of the B-2 stealth bomber.
Yeah, that's all we need.
I love the B-2. Yeah, it's a great looking plane.
Yeah, it looks great, but who needs it?
509th Bomber Wing, Whitman Air Force Base, out by Kansas City,
Kansas
Missouri.
Kansas City, yeah. Mm-hmm. More money wasted.
And when you stop and think that those pilots fly from the center of Missouri over the Arctic Circle, drop bombs on Afghanistan, and then fly home, that bends my mind.
Yeah, well, drop a few on the Vatican on the way, will you?
Hey, stop it. Same date, 1989, the Holy See.
That's why I brought that up.
And Poland have relations restored.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to my question, you have a Polish pope. He's been pope since 79. JP2, no offense, buddy. What took you so long here?
They're communists. That's what took long.
Who the hell cares?
Well, communists don't recognize any religion. Because that's antithetical to communism.
He could have pushed it through quicker. Look, he threatened to leave the papacy and go lead the rebellion. Come on. Could have gotten that through.
All right.
Was Poland out of the sphere of the Soviet Union by 1989?
I don't think so. Just about, almost.
Close. They were close.
Yeah, because Lithuania left in 91. It was breaking up.
And the Berlin Wall is going to fall.
Yeah, 89.
In 89, in November. By the way, that's when that happens, there's a man in the office who actually came through.
Yeah, I know. I heard his story.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story.
Yeah, but he flunked his class.
It was worth it. It was worth it.
I don't know about that. I question the man's judgment.
But he came through the wall.
But the guy that went with him, remember, he said his buddy went with him. He was flunking anyway, so
yeah,
he didn't care.
Done.
But, yeah, he was there. He witnessed
and
it.
And he came through the wall.
Does he have a piece of it?
With the
did
Easter.
He
yes, he brought. Yes, oh, okay. He does, but he gave it to his grandfather who fought in the war.
Oh, good for him.
And,
That sounds like something he'd
but
do.
But as most people were, you say, oh, he went from West Germany to East Germany. Uh-uh. No, this guy came from the east into the west.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, for an American to do, is quite a feat. Finally, 1996. This is a potential surreal talk episode. The Boeing 747 TWA Flight 800 from JFK to Charles de Gaulle, is out over Long Island when it explodes, kills all 230 people on board. This is the one that many witnesses say they saw get hit by a missile.
I know there's a lot of controversy about this.
This is a fuel leak that caught fire.
That's the official story, isn't it?
Had a contrail of flame behind it. The reconstruction of the plane as they lifted it off the bottom of the Atlantic, or whatever you would call the south side of Long Island there.
Long Island Sound.
Is it the Sound, though? I thought it was on the north. Well, maybe not. I've heard people say, there's basically a hole the shape of a missile in the side of the plane.
Oh, man.
But they blamed it on the fuel tanks and the vapors in the fuel tanks.
Well, they would.
With a static electricity spark. That's
all right.
I'm still not convinced, and I'm not a conspiracy
guy.
Do your
surreal talk.
I'm not convinced that one wasn't terrorism.
It was Sasquatch.
Yes, but as much as I wanted him to be real, he's not. Too bad. Really, I root for Sasquatch. 1790, who died on July 17th?
Died?
Well, the great one. Not Jackie Gleason, but Adam Smith.
Yep.
Scottish economist and philosopher. Yeah. We celebrated his birthday with great affair in 1790.
He's the guy. Yep.
He went the wayward. He was not that well. He lived a good life, I should say. He was 67 years old when he passed away, so he did better than most in his time.
He stretched a few more economical years out of it.
A lady we just mentioned the other day as a famous murderer for murdering a guy in a bathtub, Charlotte Corday, dead on this day in 1793.
Yeah, killed Marat.
Of course, Paul Marat. The 1918 victims, we've gone over, the Romanovs, all perished on this day, plus sort of what they would call the retainers to the immediate family who serviced the Romanovs.
Yeah, I mean, nursed his sons on.
1932, my name of the day, Rasmus Rasmussen, the Norwegian actor, singer, and director. Any recollection of this cat?
Never heard of him.
Well, he died in 1932. Rasmus Rasmussen. I love guys named like Johnny Johnson and William Williamson. I threatened to name my kid Hubert.
Humbert.
A little too close to Lolita. That's the problem, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly the
raping
problem.
People.
1950. Well,
what was Lolita's real name?
Lola?
No. Dolores Hayes.
Oh, yeah. Dolores Hayes. They called her Lola, though, right?
Yeah, Lolita. Yeah.
1959, Billie Holiday passed away. You
nice
a fan
voice.
Of her?
Yeah, nice
singing?
Voice.
Yeah. 1960,
Queen of the Blues, isn't that her?
Angel of Harlem.
Oh, that's a good one.
And U2 did a song that.
Now, here's the Devil of Detroit.
Yeah, Ty Cobb. Detroit Tigers, also Philadelphia Athletics.
Yeah, it's portrayed by Tommy Lee Jones, right?
Mm-hmm. Nobody apparently liked this guy.
No, nobody.
And it's
Even
also.
Sam Wahoo Crawford didn't like him.
It's also one of the stories that surrounds him is that he was present when his mother killed his father.
Oh, well.
With a shotgun.
Okay. Well, that'll.
Down in.
That must.
Down in Georgia.
Freud would say that's probably got some kind of psychological ramifications.
And by the way, Cobb County, Georgia is not named for Ty Cobb, but Cobb is.
Is Corn Cobb named for Ty Cobb?
No.
Oh.
1967, John Coltrane passed away too young. Would have been interesting to hear Coltrane had he lived through the 70s.
Yeah, what happened to him?
I forget why, but this is about, let me see here. 8 to 9 years after Giant Steps, because sort of the seminal jazz record.
Well, you could discuss that with Brian.
You don't like jazz, huh?
No.
You've never listened to.
I like Take Five.
You like the Brubeck?
Yep.
Okay. You like the odd meters, huh?
Yes. Whatever that is. I don't know.
Well,
syncopations.
The Brubeck timing, his time signatures are completely different and off kilter.
Oh.
That's why it's called Time Out, the album.
Yeah. Time Out, yep.
You don't have Love Supreme? Nothing?
I'd rather.
Oh, jeez.
Well, like Gershwin, if that qualifies.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Okay. Coltrane's a. Come on, this is an American giant. 1974, the old Diz, Diz passes away. Dizzy Dean.
Yeah, he slid into third.
Last National Leaguer to win 30 games.
Yep.
Although I have a feeling that this the dude for the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, you think he's going to do it?
I think he's got the possibility of doing it.
I like the Dodgers, so good.
Yeah. 1988, Bruiser Brody.
Got those King Kong Brody.
Yeah, it is. Passes away. 2001, probably a lady you don't like, Catherine Graham, American publisher. She passes away. 2000.
Yeah, hepatitis, Coltrane. Yeah.
Hepatitis.
Also attributed disease to Coltrane's heroin use.
Well, that,
there you go.
It's too bad. Mm. Geraldine Fitzgerald, Irish-American actress.
She won for Trip to Bountiful, I think, 85.
And that's Geraldine Page, isn't it?
Oh, is that Geraldine Page?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, this is Geraldine. She's a, I don't think she won, but she was in The Beguiled. The original one,
the original.
Right?
By the way, a remake of that is coming.
I saw. It's out.
Sofia Coppola directs.
Oh, great.
What?
She's a rotten writer.
Oh, she did Lost in Translation.
I know, it sucked.
Oh, it did not.
God, boring
you
movie.
You don't appreciate the new art forms. There's no gangsters or Tommy guns
in
it.
Right.
It's no good for you, huh? Edward Heath. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, passed away in 2005. Jeez. Where does he rank on your prime minister's
list? I don't know him too well. Now, I do believe that, that's Callahan, I think. The only guy that was prime minister, chancellor of the exchequer, foreign secretary, and home secretary.
Oh, wow.
I think that's Callahan.
That's Callahan.
Yeah. Heath was before Callahan, so.
Boy, home secretary and foreign secretary.
Yep. Yeah, got the whole deal.
That's bigger
than chancellor of the exchequer.
That's bigger than the king. 2006, Mickey Spillane, the crime novelist. Now, Mickey lived a long time, 94 years.
Yeah, yeah. Good. I've read a lot of his stuff.
And finally, 2009, our last thing for the day, Walter Cronkite passes away.
Yeah, good.
Why? Because he said we couldn't win the war?
That's right.
Well, is that
as if he would know?
Hold on, though. Is that one of the first instances of a news anchor? Basically speculating, giving opinion. Soapboxing.
That's a pretty big speculation.
Had anyone ever really done anything as major?
Well, I'm sure they have, but I mean that's pretty ballsy saying we've lost this war. The war is unwinnable, whether it is or not. I mean, you're not a military guy. Probably cost a lot of lives.
We still had troops
there.
Hold on a second. I don't give a damn what you are. What you are is a newsman.
Yeah, well, report. Okay.
That's what your job is. Read the news.
Yeah. He gives like an editorial comment.
Newsmen are like drummers, in my opinion. Drummers should keep the beat and shut up.
Yeah.
Newsmen should read the stories and shut up. But we don't have any of that anymore.
Well, but at least you know that now.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, you do.
This is when you're supposed to be objective.
I heard a great explanation of our problem with the media today. Because everyone's, oh, the liberal bias of the media. Oh, the liberal bias of the media. You know what? That's bullshit. It is. You know what? But the media is biased. It is. You know what it's biased for? Ratings. Any way they can get them for
I don't think so.
Demographic.
I don't think so. CNN's ratings are abysmal. That's because
they've tried to play. They've tried to play. Play both sides too long.
I don't
long.
Think they play both sides.
And
they're completely anti-Trump. I mean, that's all there is.
They piss off everybody.
Not that they're not pissed. There's no entertainment value to this anymore, I think. You talk about ratings. People don't want to see that stuff. Even liberals don't want to see that stuff.
No, you're tired of it.
Right.
But entertainment.
There's one story.
The news is not supposed to be entertaining.
Well,
it's supposed to be news.
No, I don't know about that.
I
agree with you. You got to have ratings, but they're doing the. But I think CNN and their president said it. He's not concerned with the ratings as much as getting his anti-Trump message out, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that either. You know what you're getting with it. If you don't like it, don't watch it.
But I got to tell you, even I'm no supporter of Donald Trump. You know that.
Yeah.
I think he's totally unfit.
Okay.
I think he's a fucking moron.
Uh-huh.
In fact.
Right.
He is.
As opposed to Obama, who was so brilliant.
Again, we're not.
Well, yes, we are.
No, we're not.
I want you to qualify.
No,
what president was smart? Obama. He's a genius.
I didn't say he's a genius.
All right. I think
you know. I've already told you who the two smart presidents of my lifetime are: Clinton and Nixon.
Nixon wasn't that smart. I don't think Clinton was that smart either. But I can't think of any. I don't think Reagan was either.
It wasn't Dutch. I'll tell you that much.
Well, nobody said that. I mean, he was a leader.
Wasn't Jimmy Carter?
No.
It wasn't Gerald Ford.
Carter was smart. He had to be an engineer. But that doesn't mean you're a good president. I think of all of them, Carter probably had the highest IQ. That doesn't mean anything. I'm just saying that has nothing to do with it. Carter's no dummy. You can't be a nuclear engineer and be an idiot.
That's true.
Well, you can be a community organizer and be an idiot.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you sure can. Why doesn't he show his transcripts if he's so brilliant? right? I mean, that's the innuendo we get about Trump. He doesn't show his taxes, so something's wrong. Well, Obama doesn't show his transcripts. Well, why not?
Mm-hmm.
I'd show mine. They're okay. Yeah. Be average. I'm afraid I should have done better, but what are you going to do?
2.9 for me. It's only because I eked it out in the last year. Saved my ass. 36 hours.
You should have been a dentist.
Couldn't get into Harvard.
Maybe not Harvard. We got to know somebody.
I applied for their dental school.
Anyway,
I wound up in their divinity school.
Anyway, the point is intelligence has nothing to do. How intelligent do you think Napoleon was? You think he, you know, he's no Rene Descartes.
Oh, gosh.
Well, no. The guy was a leader. He's a born leader of men. Yeah. Caesar, too.
I think Alexander the Great might have been pretty smart.
Well, he was taught by Aristotle. That helps.
Yeah, that gives you a leg up, generally.
Well, Woodrow Wilson was a PhD, and we know what a fool he was.
Well,
ask him about black people. They're not human.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Where was I?
I don't know. Are we done?
Yeah, we are. That was Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, Walter Cronkite.
I think we all agree the big event for the day is Willis Carrier and the creation of the first air conditioner. And I thank you, Willis. My family thanks you.
All right, enough.
And
Big event was Jimmy Cagney's birthday.
I can't sleep without that air conditioner on.
You are a pussy. You know that?
My roommate in college even got his dad, who was a doctor, to sign a note that he had to have an air conditioning because of his asthma. We would run it in the dead of winter. That thing would be iced over in the morning. We'd have to let it thaw out, and then the next night we'd turn it on again. Because we had central heat in a dorm where they didn't care how hot you got, so we had to run the air to cool that down.
Boy, last of the rugged individualists.
That's why I don't camp, Armand. No air conditioning.
No, I don't camp. No way. Not me.
Air conditioning might be my second thing to having a civilization.
I'll tell you what.
The first is plumbing.
I don't know. I think air conditioning. I'll piss
or
shit
everywhere.
And a proper
sewage system. The second is air conditioning.
I think air conditioning before that. Before heat, definitely. All right. Well, you got a point there.
All right. We're done, folks. It's been a fun one. July 17th is in the books. Don't forget, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdayinhistorypodcast, and follow us on Instagram. Andrew Allen, our producer, does a nice job updating our Instagram account. You should definitely check that out, This Day in History on Instagram. And subscribe, won't you? iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, any major podcast outlet, we are there for you, and you can subscribe. A lot of people have. We thank everybody for listening week in, week out. Our downloads keep going up, and Armand and I certainly appreciate it. So until July 18th, when that rolls around, we will be right here to tell you about it on lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.